Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. It's a cool fall morning. People are gathered in front of a building. It was once vacant and run down, and now the 8 apartments have been restored. There is going to be a ribbon cutting. Men in dark, tailored suits greet people and shake hands. The mayor and city council persons are the first to speak. You can tell they do this often. They are confident and speak with authority about the need of affordable housing and pleased they approved funds for this project. Others are acknowledged for their role in the transformation of this building. Then Bob is introduced to speak. He lives in one of the apartments. Hesitantly, with stooped shoulders, he walks up to the podium, carefully unfolds a lined piece of paper, and begins reading. He says while in college, he got sick and has schizophrenia. Ever since then, he has been living at home with his parents. Now at 43, he is living for the first time on his own. His voice cracks, yet he continues. He is grateful to his parents. They are getting older, and he needs to live independently. He ends by thanking all those who have helped him. A reception follows, and it seems everyone comments on his speaking. Many people have spoken this morning, yet it is Bob's words that are the most memorable that day. He spoke from the heart, and like the widow in today's story, gave all he has. Both Bob and the widow were vulnerable and have deep faith. Prior to today's gospel passage, Jesus has been in the temple, teaching and responding to questions by the chief priests and scribes. He even points out how some of the scribes are taking advantage of their position and power. Then he observes people placing gifts in the treasury and comments to the disciples, "This woman, a widow, probably dependent on others, of very low status in the community, has put in more than the wealthy people. She put in all she had to live on." We don't know much else, the reason the widow gives, or what happens to her. Why does Jesus notice her? As she stands before the treasury, coins in hand, it seems she is vulnerable as she releases her grip and the coins slip through her fingers. Maybe Jesus relates to her because in a short time, he will be betrayed, standing before Pontius Pilate, vulnerable as he is nailed to the cross, and his life slips from this world. Jesus gives everything he has, his life. And most importantly, we remember that he is resurrected. There is life after death. During Jesus' ministry, he spends his time with those who are vulnerable, women and widows, the blind, the lepers, tax collectors. This is a familiar place for Jesus. He is with us in these places as we release our grip on fears and insecurities. There is room for God to move and stretch. There is space for her to spread love, healing, and peace within us. This is faith. When we're not sure what will happen, or there isn't evidence that something will be different, Yet Jesus is there, and grace infuses us. We are able to let go, to give, to be vulnerable. It is in this place that we find great healing and love, new life, resurrection. Bob in the earlier story stands in front of the podium, looking at the piece of paper. Words slip through his lips as he shares his life. He never thought he'd be living on his own or touching the hearts of strangers. At the end of the week, we will stand at the eve of Advent. As we stand with longing in the darkness, waiting with intention, we bring our hopes and our burdens. What will we let slip through in our lives to make room for unexpected gifts?